Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us again this morning for, the second, third, maybe fourth time over the last several years, John McDougall, Executive Director of Junior Achievement in Tyler. Welcome, John. Great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. Good morning.
And don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. John, I think it's been a little over a year since you last visited with us on InFocus. And again, it is great to have you back. And I know there's some information that's going to be repeated for people who maybe need a little bit of a refresher course, but some new information as well. So we're looking forward to hearing about all of that. Starting off, let's just get a little personal information about you, your background, and what you bring to Junior Achievement, where you've now been for, I guess, 4.5 years.
Yes, that's correct. I started right out of college working for the Boy Scouts of America and had worked for them for 24 years, most of that here in Tyler. And after that, I decided to go work for CASA for Kids of East Texas and worked there just for 7 months because a great opportunity came along to work for Junior Achievement. And as you had mentioned, I've been there now for 4.5 years, and it's been a great opportunity to use the skills and abilities that I had learned through my experience with Boy Scouts of America and also CASA for Kids, translated real well into what I'm doing now.
Okay, and as far as what you are doing now, let's talk about Junior Achievement, both in general terms and here in Tyler. What is the purpose of Junior Achievement? What does it seek to accomplish?
Yes, Junior Achievement is a great program to be able to reach out for our young people from kindergarten through 12th grades in teaching them three basics, which are financial literacy, workforce readiness, and entrepreneurship. So even as young as our kindergarten classes, we're able to teach these basic elements. And another thing that I think is really important is the mission of Junior Achievement, which is to inspire and prepare young people to succeed in a global economy.
And you do that, again, from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. And one
Yes.
of the things we're going to talk about today is the number of different ways that you do that. A little bit more of your personal history. You kind of hit the ground running literally as a little boy as gaining the experience that you bring to Junior Achievement. Opened your first savings account when you were 7 years old?
Yes, correct. I was very fortunate to have a father that was very thrifty and knew a lot about investing and saving. So when I was 7 years old, he decided that it was time for me to open up my first savings account. And so he took me down to the local bank in Augusta, Kansas, and said, John, you need to open up a savings account. And I remember telling my dad, why at 7 years old would I need to have a savings account and save money? And he told me, he said, well, you know, you're not going to need that money now, but when you get older, you're going to appreciate it. And that's all he had to tell me. And I got very excited about having a savings account and went out and did every job that I could get as a seven-year-old to save money.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great experience, a good lesson. And it's so good that I can share this story with the young people when I go into the classroom and teach them about financial literacy so that they can be prepared in life.
Okay, Junior Achievement. I remember Junior Achievement from when I was in high school back in the 60s and 70s. I wasn't involved with it, but I did know about it back then. The program has evolved quite a bit since then, but actually it was kind of bold news, for lack of a better term, when I was in high school. It started in 1919, and at this point, you are now serving 10 million students in 103 countries, 4.8 million students in our nation. How many students are being served right now in Junior Achievement, Tyler?
Yes, we serve 5,400 students here in Tyler, and so that's a wonderful increase for us. Over the last 4.5 years, we've grown by 58%. So that shows us that our teachers, our principals, educators in general, are very excited about us being in the classroom and teaching these basics that we have in Junior Achievement. Once again, the financial literacy, the workforce readiness, and the entrepreneurship.
And just to clarify, these are all your junior achievement courses are taught in classrooms and campuses in or near Tyler. So
correct.
It's a school-based program, and the junior achievement program is part of the regular school curriculum in each of those, I believe?
Yes, that's right. And I think another really important thing to mention is that our program is free to the schools so that they don't have to come up with the money in their budget to pay for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes it very convenient for them. The way that we're funded is through generous people in the community, so the schools don't have to come up with this out of their own budget to have the program.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to John McDougall, Executive Director of Junior Achievement Tyler. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus, and that is the correct name, right? Junior Achievement Tyler.
Junior Achievement of the Greater Tyler
of
Area.
Of the Greater Tyler Area. Okay. Thank you very much. Glad we got that knocked out
absolutely.
Early in the show. 250 volunteers in over 270 classrooms, and again, it is volunteer-based, and we'll talk about that in just a minute, but you said a 58% increase in 4 years, just within the last year, since the last time we visited, you have also had a bit of a spike, and maybe more than a bit of a spike in participation. Is that correct?
Yes, we have. Not only in number of youth that we serve, which obviously is our bottom line, but in the number of volunteers and schools that we're able to be in now. So there definitely is a real need to have junior achievement in the classroom. I had heard recently, as many I'm sure have, that most people in America now can't survive even a $400 emergency that comes up in their life
mm-hmm.
without putting it on their credit card. So financial literacy really is a huge challenge that we face in our society today.
Okay. Again, 250 volunteers in over 270 classrooms, and right now you are in the Tyler Independent School District, also in Lyndale, White House, Jacksonville, and Maybank, and did I miss one somewhere along the way?
I believe you covered them all.
Okay, that sounds like five school districts
yes.
More or less the immediate Tyler area. Again, Tyler, Lyndale, White House, Jacksonville, and Maybank, and always ready to bring more in. But we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. First of all, the requirements to be a volunteer. Your program is going to grow based on the number of schools that are interested and also the number of volunteers that you have available. So if somebody's interested in being a volunteer, being a part of your efforts to teach kids how to succeed in a global economy, what are some of those requirements?
Yes. The requirements are, first, that they need to pass the school's background check. They need to have a desire to impact the lives of young people. And so those are two of the main requirements, but also the ability just to follow instructions, which is very simple. And the reason why I mention that is because even high school students are able to teach junior achievement. And
mm-hmm.
actually, over half of our volunteers are high school students. They're in our program called High School Heroes.
Hmm. Your mission, again, to inspire and prepare young people to succeed in a global economy. And let's get some contact information out right now. People are listening, maybe you want to know a little bit more about how to get in touch with you, how to volunteer. If maybe a school representative would be interested in having you teach at his or her school. So here we go. Junior Achievement of the Greater Tyler Area. Physical address is 318 East 5th Street in Tyler. Although it's important to note that if you sit down with people and recruit volunteers and get schools involved in your program, you may not necessarily be meeting at 318 East 5th Street in Tyler. But just in case people need to know, that's where you're located.
That's correct.
Phone number is 903-581-7482. And the website is tyler.ja.org. That's tyler.ja.org. You can also contact John directly at john@jatyler.org. And again, Junior Achievement of the Greater Tyler Area is our topic this morning on In Focus. John McDougall, Executive Director, is our guest. You teach classes, I really cannot imagine. In kindergarten, I was learning how to spell and bringing in car magazines to read when the teacher wasn't looking. And now there are kids in kindergarten learning about how to succeed in a global economy. That's a little bit mind-boggling to me personally, but as my mom used to say, you're never too young to learn. And,
that's correct.
Or you'll never learn younger, I think is actually how she put it. And what you're doing in these schools, you're using three basic prongs of teaching kids about basically economics from a number of different angles, their work readiness, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Maybe if you start by telling us how Junior Achievement works under each of those auspices, starting with work readiness.
Yes. A lot of people obviously are not going to start their own business, and they're going to be working for somebody else. So it's really important that they know how to be a good employee. So through our curriculum, we help the young people learn how to be a good employee and teach them that not only is it very important to have skills to do the job, but they also have to have soft skills to keep the job. So for example, they need to show up to work on time, they need to dress appropriately, they need to be able to cooperate with each other on a team. Those are the types of things that we're teaching these young people, in addition to explaining to them that they're going to be able to have the skills to do the job.
All righty, that's work readiness. Financial literacy, let's talk a little bit about that and how it works into your program.
Yes, to be able to save, to have an emergency fund for when things happen that are unexpected, they're able to be able to deal with those types of issues that happen. You mentioned earlier a little bit about starting in kindergarten, how young that is, and how it really is mind-blowing to think about young people that age being able to understand about financial literacy. And I was teaching a kindergarten class a few years ago, and it was rainy that day, so I asked the class, I said, what do you need to do to save for a rainy day? And one little boy raised his hand. I called on him, and he said, well, it means you need to have an umbrella.
Okay.
So I think at that age, they say the darndest things, but we get the point across that having an emergency fund is really important to learn at a very early age.
Okay, and that really is kind of an umbrella in
yes.
a figurative manner of speaking.
That's correct.
So work readiness, financial literacy, and last but not least, entrepreneurship. Tell us a little bit about how that works under the auspices of Junior Achievement.
Yes. In our program, every lesson that we teach has a component to it where there's an activity. And there's all different types of activities where students get to pretend that they have their own business. And in doing that, they learn about how to market their business, what type of supplies that they're going to have for their business, who they're going to have to hire, what they're going to call their business. And as they're playing this game, they're learning those key components of what it would take to own their own business. Obviously, at an early age, our young people don't have the fear that we get when we're older. And so if they start thinking about starting their own business at an early age, then they're more apt to do that when they get older.
Okay. Let's look at it from another angle, as I think we've done in the past. Again, I'm intrigued by the fact that you start them so young. If we can just kind of start in kindergarten and move up the ladder, if you'll tell us a little bit about what they learn in kindergarten and then on each different grade level all the way up through high school. I think that's an interesting perspective.
Yes. From a very early age, from kindergarten through the fifth grade program, we have a very specific program for each grade. And the only difference really between elementary, middle school, and high school is the amount of information that's shared at each level on each one of those three components, the financial literacy, the workforce readiness, and the entrepreneurship. So as they get older, then we focus more specifically on the challenges that we would face and be able to understand as we get older.
All right. So that just kind of puts it in a nutshell. So kindergarten through fifth grade, it's pretty much the basics, right?
Correct.
And I understand that on those grade levels, elementary school, you basically have, is it maybe one program that you teach on each grade level?
Yes, there's one very specific kit for each age group from kindergarten through fifth grade. When we get into middle school and high school, there are different options of which program that the teacher can choose based on what they're teaching in the classroom.
Okay. Is there any reason that you increase the options as the kids get older and move up into these higher grade levels?
Yes, there are certain classes that are taught in middle school and high school that focus on different areas of expertise. So in one classroom, for example, the teacher may really be wanting to focus in on financial literacy. They may be studying insurance and credit cards. And so they may want a specific program that focuses in on that. And then another classroom, they may have more of a need to talk about preparing for a career. And so the program is designed specifically for what it would be like to go for a job interview, how to write a resume, a cover letter, and it would be more specific toward what that classroom would be teaching.
You know, that makes sense, because obviously as kids get older, they're getting closer to adulthood. They need to, I would say, be keying in more on the specific areas that might, within just a few years, lead to that career that they're more than likely going to be in for the rest of their, or as likely as not going to be in for the rest of their lives.
Correct.
Okay. Now, you, if you go to the website, and again, well, before we go any further, let's repeat some of this contact information. We are visiting with John McDougall this morning, Executive Director for Junior Achievement of the Greater Tyler Area. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. And if you want to find out more information, it's easy just to pick up the phone. 903-581-7482 is the number. Go to the website, tyler.ja.org, or John, J-O-H-N, at jatyler.org. Easy to get in touch. And if you do go to the website, I think nationwide or on an international level, there might be about 20 different programs that are offered through Junior Achievement, which is mind-boggling in itself, in my opinion. You teach about maybe 11 or 12 of those out of your Tyler office.
That's
you
want
to maybe go into any specifics about any particular programs and what the folks learn?
I think that with our elementary program, that's so basic that we don't need to really cover too much with those. But when we get into middle school and high school, where we have many different options, I can talk a little bit about career success.
Okay.
That's a really good program for our high school students. And that goes back to the example I was using before, where students are learning about what it would be like to get a job after they get the education they need, whether it be good to college or if they're going to a vocational school, whatever it might be. After they go through and get their education, then they really need to be thinking about that interview. They need to practice. They need to be prepared for what it's like to have an interview. And if they practice ahead of time, obviously they're going to be a lot more confident. And so they do mock interviews in that lesson. They play a particular game where they're learning about cooperation and teamwork, so that they're beginning to learn those soft skills, so once they get that job, they can keep the job.
Okay, very good. And I'm glad you picked that particular one, even though there are maybe 11 or 12 different programs that you offer. And you can find out more about that, again, from checking that website, tyler.ja.org, making that phone call, 903-581-7482, or emailing John McDougall, our guest this morning, john@jatyler.org. We talked about being a volunteer. And again, we'll reiterate and reemphasize that you're always looking for volunteers to come in and teach these courses to kids who need to learn more, again, about how to succeed in a global economy. Just gave out the contact information, so if you are a prospective volunteer and you want to make a quick phone call, shoot John a quick email, you're certainly more than welcome and encouraged to do that. But what about getting more schools involved? Now, you have five public school districts, again, Tyler, Lyndale, White House, Jacksonville, and Maybank, that are doing Junior Achievement right now through the Tyler program. But you never know when somebody else might be curious about it and might want to say, hey, that might work for my school district. There
are
a lot of schools that you're not covering right now, and keep in mind that it's open to private schools as well. If somebody, a school principal or whoever, school superintendent, wants to get in touch with you, you're just figuratively or maybe literally waiting by the phone, and that person is more than welcome and encouraged to get in touch with you. You'll sit down with them and get it all set up, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd love to have more school districts involved in Junior Achievement, because we know that we're making a huge impact in the lives of young people. But to do that, we have to be in the schools. And so I would love to hear from new principals, vice principals, teachers that would like to have the program at their school. And as a matter of fact, the last time that I was here, one vice principal from Lindale called me from hearing about this on the radio.
Mm.
And now we're continuing to grow by leaps and bounds in the Lindale area.
Okay.
And so, yes, I would love to be able to reach out to more school districts.
Well, you just brightened up my day. It's also important to note, and I think you mentioned before we went to air, that this is one of the selling points when you got into the Lindale ISD. You have a standard method of teaching and also what you call JA in a day. Explain again for us how those
sure.
work.
Exactly. With our lessons, we'll use the elementary program as an example. There are five different lessons that are taught in each grade from kindergarten through fifth grade. The standard method is that we get a volunteer, we train that volunteer, and then between the volunteer and the teacher, they set up the times that will work for them for that volunteer to come into the classroom and teach. And sometimes there may be some issues with that. Simple things like there may be a field trip that comes up, the volunteer may have a work commitment that comes up where they can't make it to the classroom that particular time that they set up.
Mm-hmm.
But by and large, they're able to set up those five different times that the volunteer's going to come in. So the volunteer will come in once a week for 5 weeks to cover all the lessons. The advantage, big advantage, of JA in a day is it's all done in one day. All five lessons are taught in that one day.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have any of those issues come up like a field trip or the volunteer having an issue with some type of work commitment that they have to change their schedule. So JA in a day, the way that it works is all the volunteers come to the school. We teach all the students in that entire school that one day.
Mm.
And so the volunteer will get there around 8:30. By 9 o'clock, we'll be in the classroom and will stay with those students the entire day until about 2:30. And by that time, they've taught all five lessons.
Okay. Now, the standard method, is that spread out over the course of an entire school year? Is that how that works?
It's usually spread out over the course of a semester.
Over the course of a semester. Okay. So, a couple of different options for school superintendents, principals, vice principals, and teachers to consider if they decide that they want to throw in and be a part of Junior Achievement of the Greater Tyler Area. And, of course, financial donations. You're a nonprofit agency, and you accept gladly, as everyone does, financial
yes.
donations. You can do that online or make that phone call to find out how to maybe drop a check in the mail, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Again, John McDougald with Junior Achievement of the Greater Tyler Area, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Junior Achievement in Tyler is on East 5th Street. Phone number is 903-581-7482. You can email John, J-O-H-N, at jatyler.org or go to the website tyler.ja.org. Let's shift gears just a little bit. A couple of big events coming up. One that I guess is your big event of the year, every year. This year it's going to be on March 28th, and this is your, again, check me on this if I'm getting the, and tell me if I'm getting the title right, your Hall of Fame banquet or Hall of Fame luncheon.
Yes, it's our Business Hall of Fame.
Okay. And tell us again, it's March 28th. Where is it going to be and when and who are you going to be honoring?
Yes, absolutely. We're very excited about this. And going back to this year in particular, this is the 100th anniversary of Junior Achievement USA. So for our 100th anniversary Hall of Fame, we have two outstanding laureates that we're going to be honoring, Henry Bell and Henry and Peters. So just a little bit about Henry Bell that I want to read, and that is, he is our individual laureate. Henry Bell is a fifth generation Tylerite. Bell received his certified chamber executive designation and is past chairman of the Texas Chamber of Commerce Executives. In addition, Bell received the Arthur Leverett JC Award in 1981, the Windsor Award in 1985, and the Heart of Tyler Brick Award in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
He also received the 2003 Marvin Hurley Award for recognition of an exceptional career in the Chamber of Commerce profession. So that is the write-up that we have in the Hall of Fame invitation about Henry Bell. So I thought that was important to read. And also our business laureate information I'll read to you as well. Our business laureate is Henry and Peters, P.C. In 1929, Lester Henry founded the accounting firm that would become Henry and Peters, P.C. He was joined in 1936 by his brother-in-law, Robert K. Peters, following the start of the East Texas oil boom and a surplus of work. Since 1929, Henry and Peters has worked to understand clients' needs in order to exceed expectations without compromising the viability of the firm or its people. These accomplishments are indicative of the benevolent, unselfish nature of the company's owners, who always place the success of the firm as a whole ahead of their own. So a couple of paragraphs about those laureates that I wanted to make sure that everybody knew about, and hopefully they will come to the Hall of Fame event and even learn more about those individuals as we honor them.
Okay. Henry Bell, of course, the longtime chief operating officer of the Tyler Area Chamber of Commerce, and you tell us that he has been very instrumental in working with Junior Achievement through the chamber. And Henry and Peters, you tell us, has helped you financially, been involved in your Boldathon, and provided volunteers. Both of these this gentleman and this firm, Henry Bell and Henry and Peters, lots of Henrys today.
That's correct.
They've just been really involved in helping move Junior Achievement forward in Tyler, and I guess that says as much as anything else about why you want to honor them.
Exactly.
Beyond what you just went through in more detail. I think I said a luncheon. It's not a luncheon. It's going to be Thursday, March 28th at 5:30 in the afternoon at Willowbrook Country Club is when your Hall of Fame laureate event is scheduled. And how can people get tickets or be sponsors of the event?
That's correct. They can either call and let me know that they would like to attend, and then I can give them all the sponsorship opportunities, or they can go to our website, jatyler.org, and they can click on the events. They'll see Hall of Fame, and all the information will be right there before them so that they can register and be a part of our success.
All righty. Again, the Hall of Fame laureate event put on by Junior Achievement of the Greater Tyler Area, honoring Henry Bell and Henry and Peters, P.C., Thursday, March 28th, 5:30 p.m., Willowbrook Country Club. Get in touch. Tickets, sponsorships, whatever, just more information by emailing John, J-O-H-N, at jatyler.org, or calling 903-581-7482. This is always a big event. You always draw a good crowd, and I'm sure you're looking for more of the same, and maybe even bigger and better, as always, than
That's
the year
right.
before.
I think it will be a much bigger event because it is our 100th anniversary. One of the things that we're doing that's special for this Hall of Fame is we're honoring all of our past laureates as well.
Okay.
So that'll be an added twist, and so there'll be a lot of people that will be coming to the event or being represented by a family member. Our first Hall of Fame actually
okay.
was in 1990.
All right, first Hall of Fame was in 1990. I need to kind of move on here. We're getting close to the end of the show, and I don't want to miss an opportunity for you to talk about the Delek Golf Tournament, also a big fundraiser for you, which is coming up in May. Tell us how that works.
Yes, the Delek Golf Tournament is something that Delek puts on for nonprofits in the Tyler area, and so we're very excited about that. They will send nonprofits in the area an invitation to participate, but the Delek Company puts on the tournament for the nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to have four teams in the event. It's $2,500 to participate as a team, and so once again, for more information, they can contact me either by calling or sending an email at john@jatyler.org.
All righty. About a minute left in the show, and we're just going to review quickly. Don't forget the Hall of Fame laureate event coming up March 28th, 5:30 at Willowbrook Country Club. And again, the Delek Golf Tournament, which is in May and benefits a number of nonprofits in the area, including Junior Achievement. A couple of great ways that you can be a part of Junior Achievement besides just being a volunteer. And again, to be a volunteer or to see if your school or your school district wants to be a part of Junior Achievement, All you have to do, again, is call that number, 903-581-7482, or email john@jatyler.org. And the website for Junior Achievement of the Greater Tyler Area is tyler.ja.org. John McDougald, we're out of time, but it's been very informative. Always great to visit with you. Thanks for stopping by and getting us up to speed on Junior Achievement.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You bet. John McDougald with Junior Achievement of the Greater Tyler Area, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.